Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
He's teaching his family, he's teaching his sister, he's teaching his grandkids the power and the benefit of passive income investing, something very few people are willing to go out there and study and get good at.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is the milk bucket strategy. Disclaimers as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do with your money. So please always seek licensed financial advice. With that top of mind, what the heck is a milk bucket strategy? So funny story, I just got back home from attending a conference. I was down in Sarasota, Florida, and a gentleman came up. We were having a great discussion, probably talked for 30, 45 minutes. He's in his early 70s, and he's a fellow passive income advocate, as I am. He's also a fellow real estate investor, but he also invests in other asset types as well. And this guy, just like me, is kind of the financial guy within the family. It's who a lot of his family, they come to him for, I don't know if I'd say advice, but how do you help me with A, B, or C? Or here's where I'm trying to get. What do you suggest? And so he's helped his sister, he's helped his kids, and now he's helping his grandkids understand passive income. And what we were talking about is that the reality is, if you even look at a global perspective, but especially the United States, most people aren't going to take the time and effort and energy to really study and understand investing or even personal finances for that matter. Of course, all of us want the end result, right? Wouldn't we all love to have just bukus of passive income and be a multimillionaire and be able to retire early and all those things? But it does take a lot of work. And so I applaud you for listening to this show and other podcasts you may listen to further your education, because that's the part that really is active about being a passive investor. But long story short, let me just tell you what the milk bucket strategy is. So the analogy that he used for his sister was, he said, here's the deal. You've got a milk bucket and you've got cows, and that's it. So your cows are your investments, and those investments produce milk in this analogy. The milk goes into the milk bucket, and that's what you live on. That's what you can actually withdraw money from. That's the money you can spend. Now, said another way, when I was growing up, my dad used to use the example of the golden goose. Same analogy, essentially, right? You never kill the golden goose. Don't sell the golden goose. The goose is your investment. It's your seed capital. And you're going to use that to produce eggs in that analogy. And the eggs are disposable. You can eat them. You can sell them. You can save them. You can do whatever you want with them. So in this analogy, he set it up three ways. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is maybe not because you individually don't understand this, but maybe somebody else you might be able to help in the case of this gentleman, or in the case of what I do for my nephews or other siblings in my family. So the first thing he had her do is he's looking at her entire portfolio. She's looking, how am I going to retire? These kinds of conversations. And he says, well, let's take 1 year worth of living expenses, and we're going to create an account, and we're going to put that in cash in that account. And I think in his example, what they did was a high yield savings account. And when I say high yield, I mean, let's be realistic, right? 1, 2, 3, 4% a year interest, but it at least produces something, and it gives her a safety net and a safety margin when she's investing. Gives her a little peace of mind and the ability to sleep at night.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment. never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
Now, step number two was he took all the rest of her available capital and he diversified it into passive income producing investments. And then third, and I think this is the key, he automated this process for her so that all of her dividends or distributions would automatically funnel into the milk bucket. And you can set this stuff up if you're using modern day banking and online banking and brokerage firms or syndication firms. It's often an ACH transfer, and you can do different things like sweep programs or whatever, where you take any and all available cash in the account and you sweep it into a different account. So it's set up on autopilot. So for her, he's the one managing her investments in that case. That could be different in your case or for anyone else that you're working with. But all she knows is I have this account and I have the ability to write checks against this account. I have the ability to use this debit card against this account, and whatever is sitting there in cash is usable. So every month she logs in and there's her, you name it, her $5,000 or whatever. She uses that as living income as a retiree. It's really no different than in your working years when you had a W-2 job and a bank account. You get an auto ACH deposit right into your bank account, and then you have maybe a debit card and check writing ability to spend that money or to save it or to invest it. So there's a few things I really like about the strategy. Number one, almost anyone can understand that strategy starting at 5-6 years old all the way through the rest of their life. So it's very simple and easy for people to comprehend. Number two, everything's on autopilot, so there's not a lot of moving parts and components to have to worry about. And number three, where that money is finally sent is a very usable and user-friendly type of account with checks and debit cards and the ability to wire transfer and do all the things that you normally would do with banking. But the main importance here is that he's teaching his family, he's teaching his sister, he's teaching his grandkids the power and the benefit of passive income investing, something very few people are willing to go out there and study and get good at. So I just wanted to share that quick story with you. Hopefully you found some benefit from it. Feel free to share this episode in particular with anyone you think might be able to benefit, or if you're looking at maybe helping someone in your circle, this might be of benefit to them. Thanks so much for listening. I know this is a short episode. Just want to get that off my mind before I forget it. And it's a great strategy, very creative, and props to the gentleman that shared it with me. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I hope you all have a best ever week. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.